If you think you're already hearing a lot about the candidates in the 2012 election, just wait. After the holidays are over, it's really going to ramp up. You're going to be hearing all from every single candidate, primary votes coming in, and you're also going to be hearing a lot about minority voters. That's because both parties recognize those voters could spell the difference between victory and defeat next year. Both parties have seen the changing demographic numbers that speak about the importance of Latinos, especially on polling day. And there are any number of voter registration efforts, you can't even count them all, going on right now trying to get more Blacks and Latinos to the polls in 2012. But is that the only way that political parties are dealing with minorities? The NAACP says no. The civil rights group is sending a petition to the UN on Saturday detailing what it calls a concerted effort to disenfranchise African American and Latino voters ahead of next year's presidential election. And we definitely want to get your views on this. If you're seeing anything or not seeing it in your own local area, wherever it is that they are registering voters, give us a call with your local registration report at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But joining us now to discuss it is Benjamin Jealous, president and CEO of the NAACP. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, you called some of these changes going forward in state election laws, and I'm going to quote here, the greatest coordinated attack on voting rights since the dawn of Jim Crow. What makes you think that these are coordinated and not just individual to each state?
Well, because, you know, there are groups like the American Legislative Council that have, during the past year, folks have actually gotten into the securitized section of their website and found all the documentation for the model legislation, how they're instructing folks state by state to actually push it. And quite frankly, in this country, when you see a law, good or bad, introduced in 30 places all at once, or a set of laws introduced in 30 places all at once, somebody is actually coordinating that. And so, it's become clear that that group is this council and that they have pushed them in dozens of places. This is the same group that pushes a bunch of anti-environmental legislation, anti-labor rights. You know, the reality is that when people come after your right to vote, they do it to make it easier to come after so many rights that you also hold dear.
Well, let's get some specifics here. What exactly are these initiatives that you're seeing in states that make it more difficult for African Americans and Latinos to vote? And I'm wondering, I mean, when you're talking about things like restrictions on voter identification, for example, how does that target an African American as opposed to anyone else?
Right. Well, really, what they do is they make it harder for working people and poor people to vote, and Black and brown people are disproportionately working people and poorer people in this country. So, you know, the wide range of things, you know, we've seen attacks on same-day registration, attacks on early voting, attacks on Sunday voting. Sunday voting really has been made in many southern states and places in the Midwest, essentially a right of the Black church. I mean, this is a huge day when folks push out their entire congregation to vote. You know, in Maine, we saw them go after same-day registration, which has made that state have one of the highest voter turnouts. And again, you know, Maine, not a very diverse state, but a very poor state. That's where my dad comes from. And, you know, it's essentially like Georgia without Black folks. What you're seeing is a massive constriction of the, you know, if you will, the bottom half of the 99% to vote, and Black and brown people are clustered in that group.
Benjamin Jealous, president and CEO of the NAACP, do you see particular states where this kind of incremental disenfranchisement could be electorally significant in the election? Are there particular states that are being targeted? Florida.
Yes.
What do you see happening in Florida?
Well, you know, Florida, they just put back in place an ex-felon voter ban. These are some of the most notorious types of voter suppression laws. They really flourish in the decades after this Civil War. And when you go back, whether it's, you know, New York State, who put its ex-felon ban in place just after New York, if you can believe this, objected to the passage of the 15th Amendment, because at the time, the state did not want all Black folks to vote. They'd already enfranchised black property owners. They didn't want to have the impact of having all Blacks vote. And when that law was put in place, there's a great report done by the Brennan Center at New York University called Jim Crow in New York. When they put that law in place, they said plainly they were doing it to suppress the black vote. Similarly, in Virginia, that has a lifetime ban in its state constitution on ex-felons voting, they said quite plainly they were doing that to ensure that the darky was, and that was their exact term, was eradicated as a force in politics in that state. And so when you see the state of Florida push 500,000 formerly incarcerated people off the rolls just 10 years after they gave them their rights back, after two Republican governors, Bush and Crist, worked across their administrations to give them their rights back, you see the next Republican governor, Governor Scott, take it away. After the first black president has won Florida, after the Democrats have won Florida, you know, and we get right up in the face of their Secretary of State, and we say, why are you doing this? And she won't say why. She just says it's very important. It's very important. We think it's very important. Well, you know, folks now don't feel as comfortable speaking as plainly as they did back then, but the impact now is the same as it was then. And it's hard to believe that the intent, you know, again, whether the intent is partisan and just so happens that all blacks, you know, 90% are Democrats, or it's racial, we really don't care. The effect is the same.
Well, let me ask you.
Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people of color will be excluded, and virtually a half million working people.
Well, why then go take this to the United Nations? Why not take it to Congress? Why not take it to the court system?
We've taken the UN is just the pinnacle, if you will. We are going to every single Secretary of State. I was talking with the U.S. Attorney General for Civil Rights this weekend. We sent them a copy of the report. We're sending them more, trying to make sure that states like South Carolina and Mississippi do not get preclearance for these regressive measures. And we have fought these things in the U.S. Congress for decades. But at the same time, in this country, when folks say, oh, this is just about politics, and the UN is charged in the world to make sure that minority rights are being respected, we say, let us also take it to the UN, because quite frankly, U.S. Voting rights and the protection of minority voting rights here is the bedrock, is the foundation for that throughout the world. And that's why we're asking people to text STAND, S-T-A-N-D, to 62227. We're having a huge protest this Saturday. It starts at 61st and Madison just before noon.
Benjamin Jealous, president and CEO of the NAACP. Saturday is also when they present their petition to the United Nations, talking about what they call a concerted effort to disenfranchise African American and Latino voters ahead of the 2012 elections. Thanks, Benjamin.
Thank you.